Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And you know I'm always joined by my exuberant commando co-host.
What's good, everybody? What's good? What's good?
347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435.
And go to the page, check it out, the Smooth Drama Facebook page, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The picture is posted. So wait a minute. Tuesday, you post yours, and at the end of the show, you remind everybody that, you know, me, Mr. J, I'm going to do it. So then I got 2 days, you know, today is the day. I post the picture, and you're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm supposed to be excited because you posted a picture? You wasn't.
No, you should be excited that I lived up to my end of the deal.
I don't care about you living up to your end of the deal. Like, that shit, like, oh my God, I got to go to the Smooth Drama page and see this. Wow. Man, you crazy as hell. I'm not even going on to the
You
moon.
Know you would have been swole if I didn't post. Excuse me, man. That's not even right, man. That's not even right.
I'm just saying. Anyway, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com if you want to drop us an email, question, comment, or you can jump into the chat room live and say what you're going to say. There's all kinds of ways to reach us. If you just type in Smooth Drama somewhere, add us. We'll add you back. Smooth Drama page, Twitter, you know, holla at your boy. We're here for you.
We are here for you. We want to reach out and touch you.
Yes.
No, not you, but you over there. Yeah, you right there. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, those people who want us to post pictures of their members on their behalf, we're not reaching out to touching you.
Especially if you are of the male persuasion. No, sorry. Wrong show.
No homo.
Wrong show. We don't do that here. No, we're not about that.
That will live forever.
I'm sure it will. I know I'll never, hear the end of it, but it's okay.
That is
so connected.
And you're not even in the Bay Area. That's what's funny about it. Anyway.
No, I'm on the East Coast, you know?
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Oh, wow. You're just, ooh, okay. I see where this is going tonight. Okay.
I'm fired up. You know, I was playing ball. My jumper was buttered.
You were playing with your balls. What?
No, I was playing.
We don't need to hear that.
But what? Whatever. Playing ball, my jumper was butter. You know what that is. It was like, it's on like dunking.
Well, of course you look like all pro when you're playing against a bunch of sixth graders. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not sixth graders. We was grown men tonight. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't. I feel your hate is coming through. It's like I'm smacking.
No hate. No hate whatsoever.
No hate whatsoever.
I know. No hate whatsoever. You were feeling your inner Dr. J tonight? Okay.
Yeah.
Or did I go too far back? Okay, your inner Michael Jordan. All right, okay.
Yeah, I'm a Dr. J, not Michael Jordan, for sure.
Okay.
Anyway. Oh, and for the record, for those of you who were wondering, there was an inquiry on the West Point cadets, and it was found that what they did not break any rules.
I said that the other night.
Okay.
You remember? I'm just saying, I mentioned that the other night. They dropped, they didn't find any grounds to press charges or, you know, to take them, you know, do a disciplinary action. That's what it is. They dropped all the charges. Yeah.
Right. The official release said it was intended to demonstrate unity and pride. So, yeah. And they're not.
Although we know that, you know, there's a bunch of people out there that, you know, want to make more out of it than what it really is because of the color of the skin and the gender involved. But, you know, for once, they got it right. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna come with some hate. That goes without saying. There's going to be some hate involved, you know, but it's going to be on the low. They're going to get all their hate.
It's going to be that subliminal, yeah.
Right.
That subliminal stuff.
Right.
But before we go any further, I got to bring this to the front first. I got to put this out there.
Put it out there.
We
got to
talk about. We got to talk about the George Zimmerman thing.
No, not right now. That's next segment. That's next segment. All right. We ain't going there because he get our full attention next segment. I can even say he's the hater and the dumbass of the week all at the same time. We gonna do a special thing for him.
All right. So what we got? What you got up next then?
Oh, I got what you know about Beatrice Engerling.
Who?
Beatrice Engerling. She's celebrating her 100th birthday by pole dancing Saturday. What you know about Grandma on the pole? I want to rock.
That is one of the main reasons why I don't go to strip clubs anymore. See?
What?
Why? She's not even grandma. She's great grandma. Why is great grandma getting on the pole?
Hey, great grandma is like, I got skill.
Nobody wants. No. See, no. No. No.
You know, watch that video when it goes viral. Grandma on her thong floating
Where is this taking place so I know definitely not to even be in the area?
You know it's going to be on Facebook, the viral video, watch great-grandma swing on that.
You know what? I'm blocking everything. I'm just going to have my settings to block everything. No. No. This is just wrong for so many reasons.
I'm texting you. I'm going to put it on. I'm faxing it to you.
You better not even put it on the group page. You put it on the group page. I'll shut the whole page down. I don't want to see that.
Putting it on and tagging you in
what?
All your friends. This is Mr. J's favorite video right here.
See. Because you know what this is? This is just like, you know, for those of you out there that may go into the adult websites and y'all look for like certain types of adult movies, you know, I'm using the politically correct terminology right now. And
why?
Then you find that senior porn. That's what this is. That's when you click on it by accident and you see them old folks. It's always like an old lady or an old dude with someone young enough to be their grandchild. That's just wrong. Nobody wants to see that.
You know, I was joking with you. Why you had to go with senior porn? Why?
Well, I'm just saying. Why did you even have to bring it up?
But it's just funny. Because grandma want to be on the pole. She said it. Grandma want to be on the pole.
Is anything sacred to you anymore?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Sacred.
Okay.
Yeah, look, grandma on the pole is funny.
That's somebody's grandmother or great grandmother.
It ain't mine. I tell you, if my great grandma was alive and she was talking about getting on the pole, I'm locking her in the room. No camera.
Your locker.
I'm sorry, Grandma. You can't. No. You can't
you
come
can't
out.
Come out and play.
No. I mean, I would make sure she got something to eat and got something to drink. You can't get no phone. I mean, look, somebody got a recorder. So even if she wanted to get on the pole, so long as you don't record and any grandkid that records, you punish forever.
Well, you know, I mean, if we're going, I mean, we've already digressed from whatever we were supposed to be talking about, but I just thought about this for all the listeners out there. If we have any current or former strippers out there, post a picture.
How come
go
I
to the website, go to the page, go to the group page. If you're already in, you know, on our friends list and you're a member of the group, go to the page. Post a picture. That's the challenge for tonight. Come on now. Don't be shy. We're all adults.
Challenge. You always got a challenge. A picture challenge.
And look, come on now. I mean, it's fair. You know, come on. Let's have some fun. Seriously. For the first three members that will legitimately, I'm serious, that will post a picture. If you're a dancer, post a picture, you know, on the page. With senior t-shirt.
How many strippers you think we got in the group?
Honestly, I think there's at least maybe four or five either current or former strippers in the group.
Former performers.
Now,
see,
you didn't say male or female because I know of one that's a male that I know, you know, is in the group. So I can definitely say one male and maybe three, maybe four female that I know of.
Mm. Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying. So what else is that?
So I'm saying, what if they weren't male? What if they weren't strippers and they just wanted to post a picture?
Well, see, we would truly not know if they were, but if they still want to participate and, you know, share the picture, have at it. Have at it.
So y'all know, this is Mr. J's passion, posting your passion pictures. That's your passion.
Wait a minute. From those pictures, we can also basically decide, you know, maybe one, maybe two, maybe all of them could be on the calendar. You never know.
Well, we on this calendar. See, once again, Mr. J's passion.
Look, I have no shame in my game. You already know that.
Hey, I'm not.
Look. There's a lot of things I'd like to talk about, but, you know, probably half the stuff I would love to talk about, we wouldn't have any, you know, anybody listening, and then they probably make sure we never talk, you know, again on this show. So I'm just, you know, you're getting the G-rated version right now.
It's G-rated version. This is G-rated?
Yeah, this is G-rated.
G-rated.
This is G-rated. But anyway, let's move right along. Let's not digress.
Oh, yeah, we're not digressing. I may have touched on it, but I want to say, because Thursday nights is for stupid stuff. This Running Man obsession that's out there.
New Running Man? Yeah, the new, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, dudes with bayonets doing the Running Man, college people doing the Running Man.
Fuck around and cut something off, running around with a bayonet, okay.
Yeah, I'm you know, if I see it, I'm shooting people in the ankles with my BB gun. I'm just
in the ankle with a BB gun, not a pellet gun, but a BB gun.
Right, in the ankle, pop, I'm getting you. I mean, it's not like a threat. It's like one of those empty threats.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Oh, you made a promise. This is like a pledge.
I'm not pledging. I'm just saying that if I see you doing the Running Man challenge and you got your homies or your homegirls, I, if you're in the vicinity, you're in the Bay Area, if you feel something in your ankle, it's not me, but somebody might, like, you know what, stop
that.
You
kind of just said that you were shooting them, so they're going to know it's you.
It's not me,
But my question is, why does this new challenge or, you know, this new fad, why does it bother you? It's just people, it's like the young generation versus the old generation.
It's not the young generation versus the old generation. I'm trying not to be racial, but when I see people doing the Running Man, and it's like that was
it's okay. It's our show. We can be racist, and if certain people, if people feel that we're being too racist, okay, well, fuck them. So what do you mean? Are you basically saying that the white folks they can't do the Running Man, or they screwed it up?
You're screwing it up. It hurts my feelings, actually. I've seen
some of us out there screw up the Running Man. So
the ankle,
you know,
they
can get shot in the ankle too. Then
I'm universal. I'm not, you know. Hey, if you doing it and it's like you messing it up, you got no rhythm. It can happen. You can get it.
Well, hey, before we go to break, because I know we're about to come up on the break, here's a suggestion.
What's your suggestion?
You cut a video or go on Facebook Live and do it on the group page, the proper way to do the Running Man. That way, you know, they'll already have you know, somewhat of a lesson on how to do it.
It's not in me.
And if you do it, no, seriously, come on. Because I know you still got your Bobby Brown costume, so.
Never had a Bobby Brown costume. You can get that out of here. That's you. You forget me.
Nah.
You posted pictures of your Bobby Brown kid in play costume. Don't play. Don't make
it. Hey. Don't hate.
And hey, speak for yourself. Speak for
all right, yourself. Break time. Break time.
Right. You don't put that out there. Anyway, this is Willie D.
Cool.
Get a boy.
Master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check. The same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Tom. He takes a Negro, Uncle Negro, and make him prominent.
Jokes while he in the room, he gon' laugh harder than you, cause he a coon. I'm a goon, top down, pants up when I walk. Never call a CEO or a boss, I'm not a coon. Boom, it's the elephant in the room. Nah, that's a coon. Black's been free since Lincoln got wasted, but some of these fools still on the plantation. Listen up, Charles Barkley. You light-skinned, but they still calling you a darkie. The only reason that they put the mic in your face is so you can do their dirt and talk down on your race. TNC made you big, put you on a wig. Now you acting like you never had trouble with pigs. You just a man in the mob, a real dude, that's a no-no. When you go, come out the closet, you saw your own television dressing in drag. What kind of dumb fool say slavery wasn't that bad? This is San Antonio, women, that's the kettle and pot. With that busted up looking ugly wife you got. If you're selling out your people, you're a coon. If you hate your own kind, you're a coon. Moving if you're sucking jobs, you're a coon. You're a coon, you're a coon, you're a coon. If you're selling out your people, you're a coon. If you hate your own kind, you're a coon. Fairbone.com, you're a coon. You're a coon, you're a coon, you're a coon. How to make a coon if you wish for a black one? Put some change in his pocket and give him a platform. Put him on suspension if you cross that line. But if you're selling out his people, give him more airtime. Stephen A. Smith, what's up with that hairline? Big mouth louder than four alpines. Got a chip on his shoulder cause your ball game sucks. And you gotta work with players that your wife won. I'm a savage running through the field of muck. Raven Simone, shut your chicken head, dumbass up. White folks don't love you, black folks don't trust you. When you was on that show, Bill Cosby must have drugged you. I had to get you cause you're cooning for capital. You Hollywood puppets are laughable. You're not infallible like Cosby when they use you up. They gon' throw you smooth under the bus. If you're falling out your people, you're a coon. If you hate your own kind, you're a coon. Moving up your second job, you're a coon. You're a coon, you're a coon, you're a coon. If you're falling out your people, you're a coon. If you hate your own kind, you're a coon. Fairbone.com, you're a coon. You're a coon, you're a coon, you're a coon. Oh, hell, CNN is on. Check out this little chick named Don Lamont. Get stuck up the gut, got your mind corrupted. You can smell weed, but you can't smell injustice. Selling your people out, why the police?
police murdered them. I wish the protesters would have shot you in Ferguson. I wish there would have been Stacey Dash on the ground instead of Michael Brown. But what additional rounds? Heard you slept your way to the top. Somebody lying. You a genius cat. You've been divorced 3 times. They say you easy, but you on Fox News. How you gonna talk about somebody else's morals and values? They pop these clowns up to undermine the plight. Give them the spotlight and reduce them to sound bites. How slaves get to the stereotype. How the hell y'all sleep at night? If you're falling out your people, you're a coon. If you hit your own kind, you're a coon. Move if you're shutting down, you're a coon. You're a coon, you're a coon, you're a coon. If you're falling out your people, you're a coon. If you hit your own kind, you're a coon. They're burned out, folks, you're a coon. You're a coon, you're a coon, you're a coon.
Together you got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Willie D. Coon. If you hate your own people, you a coon. What?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot of that going around, but, you know, that'll be for another show, I guess.
Not really. We can do that for this show right here, right now. Speaking
I start calling people out and they'd be like, oh, man, why you do that, Mr. J? Why you call? Because, man, you know, you fit the description, you know.
Well, you know what time it is. It's that time where we get on the dumbass of the week here. Got to get that extra in. Dumbass of the week, hater of the week, hater of the year. We don't even have to go through the rest of the year. This month, George Zimmerman. Selling the gun that kills Trayvon Martin. And they listed, and this is listed as, this is your opportunity to own a piece of American history.
Well, before you go any further into reading this little, they have actually, the auction house or whatever where the gun was being auctioned, they actually removed it from the list of items for that auction. They're not going to do it now. They got a lot of, you know, flack for it. But just for him to have the audacity to even want to put it up for sale, I was listening to the radio and, you know, he gave an interview with, I don't even know who it was, but he just basically said that, you know, he has the right, you know, the God-given right to sell his property to whomever, you know, wants to purchase it. And for those, what was his exact words? Basically, for those who have a problem with it and are, you know, basically hating or whatever, it's only because they weren't going to purchase or they weren't going to participate in the bidding process anyway. So he doesn't care about those people.
Oh, well, I mean, he goes on to say that in the listing, the firearm that was used to defend my life and end the brutal attack from Trayvon Martin.
Well, yeah, you know,
I'm still the details about him stalking an unarmed teenager and attacking the unarmed teenager, getting his ass whooped and shooting an unarmed teenager. And this is where I get mad at these dudes that talk about they gangsters and thugging, because he's still here. Nobody ever shot at him in Florida. So it's like,
well, no, that's not true. I mean, there was a road rage and the road rage incident with him and this other guy where they both exchanged fire, and I don't even understand how nobody really got prosecuted for that. But I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
Well, the point is that's something that he was in the thing, but it wasn't like somebody specifically like, we taking your ass off the set. See, because I'm somehow thinking that a decade, not a decade ago, but a generation ago, he wouldn't have made it past that week.
Well, no, you know what? I mean, every time I hear his name, I start to wonder, like, why is this man honestly still walking, you know, this earth? But the reality is, you know.
Well, you know
I mean,
why?
I really got to just chalk it up to God protects babies and fools.
No.
That's it.
God's not protecting
him. Sure
no.
is. Because then how else do you explain him still being alive?
Oh, because our soldiers, our gangsters, they only shoot each other.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the reality is wherever he is right now, Zimmerman, or wherever he's living, wherever he travels, I can pretty much guarantee he's not traveling in areas or circles where we really even populate or where we really even hang.
Yeah,
I'm telling you that. He's in Central Florida somewhere, but he's not anywhere near, you know, a populated area of people of color. Or
we know that.
Huh?
We know.
He's not making himself that accessible. He's not stupid. So, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying about, you know, you dudes out here that, you know, they want to call themselves gangsters and all that, and, you know, all we're doing is killing each other. But the reality is that, you know, Zimmerman ain't traveling in areas where, you know, he's making himself accessible to these dudes. And these dudes ain't going to travel to, quote-unquote, white areas and bring attention to themselves just to get at him.
I don't know why.
Well, I mean, because half of them probably already got records. Half of them probably ain't trying, you know, probably got warrants or whatever. So, you know,
I hear you, but you know, they chase after the enemy. They go through great lengths to get the quote unquote enemy, but they don't go after the enemy.
And you're absolutely right. I understand exactly what you're saying, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Well, I would contend, and I've always contended, that if he gets killed that first week, we probably don't have half the cop shootings in these other disrespectful shootings that we've had.
Well, I mean, there's really no way to prove that yay or nay or right or wrong. There's really no way to prove that. I'm just saying this, that I truly am surprised that yeah, I just wonder whenever his name comes up in conversation, that's when I start thinking back and I ask myself, why is this man still walking the earth? Seriously, because it's not only us that, you know, have a hate. There are truly, believe it or not, there are others out there, you know, of the Caucasian persuasion and other, you know, ethnicities that don't like him either.
Right, he's a Mexican, so... I don't know.
You know, well, I mean, again, what are you going to do? You know, he's just walking around here scot-free, you know, just being an ass and doing dumb shit and, you know, getting arrested and going to, you know, getting arrested for petty shit, but never anything enough to hold his ass to the point where he's going to have to go to jail.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wish that fibromyalgia, lung cancer, testicular cancer. I wish all that.
I just wish he walked out one day, walking down the street, didn't see the car coming, and boom. You know?
That works for
just
me, too.
Just a quick one. Just, you know, boom, out of his misery.
I'd like some pain involved.
Well, but I'm saying, you know, cancer, that's a slow death.
Right.
It's painful, depending. But, you know, because you know what? Because Trayvon didn't get a slow death. So why should he be afforded a slow one? No, take him out.
Because he's being a fool with his.
Well, I mean, we could go back and forth all night. What else is going on?
Yeah. Uber leaving Texas because, oh, my God, Texas wants fingerprinting for the drivers. Fingerprint checks. Uber's like, nah. Why we gotta be famous?
Do they do that for the other taxi services that's in Texas? Do they require that now? I mean, you know, like the regular city taxi or whatever.
I'm guessing.
Because if you don't require it for the taxi drivers that were there before Uber came around, why would you want to do it now?
Because you want to know who the hell is driving folks around, because you got these crazy folks.
Right, but my point is, if you weren't making any requirement for the taxi drivers that were driving before Uber even came to Texas, why do you want to do it now? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you're going to make Uber, you know, fingerprint their drivers, you know, who are regular people just earning some extra money, then you should, you know, go to the if there's a taxi commission and require all their drivers to be fingerprinted.
I'm guessing they already do.
Well, I mean, I'm not in Texas, but, you know, anybody in Texas, call us and let us know. You know, I don't use Uber, so it don't really matter to me. I care less, but.
Yeah, I don't care either way, but I find it funny. I mean, because you think, like, fingerprinting, because they're saying it's hurting recruitment. I'm like, well, anybody who
doesn't... Recruitment for what? For drivers?
Right.
Whatever, man. You know how much... I mean, for a service that, you know, like the business model, you know, the guy that created it, he's a millionaire a couple of times over, you know? I mean, he's a genius what he did. All he did was say, hey, you know, I'm going to make the world's largest taxi company. That's all he did, you know, but it's working, you know? But, you know, people take risk every day. If that's the job you want to do, do it. Texas is one of them states I don't really care for as far as, like, their rules and their law. So, yeah.
You know, they talked about succeeding again. I'm like, you know what? Why don't y'all just go?
Well, unfortunately for those people of color that live there, they're, you know, a lot of them are going to get caught up in the BS if that were to ever happen. I mean, I know it's never going to happen, but, you know.
No, it's not going to happen because they would just swoop in and kill everybody that was talking about succeeding.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And that would be the government killing the state militia. That's all that would be.
Right. I mean, it ain't the militia because, you know, the militia is just dudes that just there. They try and get paycheck. They don't succeeding. What?
Yeah, but did you realize that in most states, I know because we're digressing, but in most states like New Jersey, New York, your state police are nothing more than militia. And if you do the history, you know, what the militia was, they were just, in a sense, they were hired guns, you know, but they weren't necessarily part of they weren't necessarily government.
Well, that's what policemen are, hired guns.
Yeah, so that's a whole nother thing. What else you got on the list?
Oh, Omaha, Nebraska. They've got a year and a half mystery. Apparently, somebody for a year and a half has been leaving knives wrapped in meat in trees in their Leavenworth Park.
Right. You know, you had 2 days to find some interesting news, and you're doing it again. Where are you finding these articles? I think you're making some of this stuff up.
I don't make none of this stuff up. A year and a half, it's a mystery that's been going on in Leavenworth Park in Omaha, where all around their trail, there's meat in butcher knives with butcher paper and duct tape, and they're stabbed into the trees all around the trail.
So, for what? If like somebody comes along and wants to grab the meat, they're going to cut themselves or something?
No, just imagine everywhere you go, there was a knife stuck in the tree with meat and duct tape, right? It's weird. I mean, I just talk about this stuff because it's just weird. That's all.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that medicine captain over there because, you know,
Yeah.
When you do your segment on drug of the day, I'm starting to believe you might be, okay.
Whatever.
Anyway, 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
Right. Call us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, call me.
Please, somebody call because I need someone to talk to right now, please.
Miss me with that. I mean, if you really want to talk about it, and this is funny, to evade drug tests, people have been going to Spice, that synthetic marijuana, because I guess it doesn't come up on the drug test.
Yeah, but it's got all the kind of side effects to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poison.
So is that the new drug you're going to talk about next?
No, it's not legal. I only talk about legal drugs. Yeah, illegal ones, those are a dime a dozen. There's always going to be a new illegal drug a couple years ago, we had that one drug that had folks eating people down in Florida.
What drug was that?
That bath salt. You remember? They banned bath salt in Colorado. I mean, because they was like, you didn't see that video where a dude was like eating on folks and the cop shot him and he kept eating? It's like, yeah. So they had a little epidemic with that. And so apparently, I guess, folks want to take these synthetic weed. I'm like, why would, if you're going to do it,
I don't even smoke the real stuff, so I just don't understand the purpose of synthetic weed. But okay,
right. Well, I mean, well, they poison you. Some people have died from it. Then they include violent outbursts, paranoia, kidney failure, stroke, fast irregular heartbeat, and I'm like, now if I'm not mistaken, regular marijuana calms your ass down, makes you a little hungry, and you get to sleep. That's,
like I said, I don't even smoke the real stuff, so you know, I don't have a reason, you know, to come home every day and, you know, light up a blunt or whatever, because no matter how stressed I am, it ain't that serious for me to come. You know, I don't live a life where every day I need to smoke. You know, I don't understand, and this is nothing, no disrespect to those who smoke, but I don't understand why you need to come home every day. Whatever you do for a living, are you that stressed that you need to smoke every day?
Apparently they
are. That's all I'm saying, you know? And plus, I don't like to be in a situation where I don't have control of all my, you know, my faculties, you know, mentally, you know, or, you know, physically. So,
but anyway,
moving right along.
It's one of the things where we can't even over-talk each other, because whatever you're saying, I believe in that, because I actually live that too.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we got any smokers listening and you feel that we're, like, personal, or I'm personally attacking you, 347-826-7435, call us. We can talk about it.
I don't think it's a personal attack. I mean, one, we talk
about...
Well,
you know, no, trust me. There's somebody out there saying right now, fuck you, Mr. J. You know, it's people like you, and what's wrong with smoking a little weed, and blah, blah, this, and blah, blah, that. So, no, trust me. There's people out there that take everything out of context and always assume, you know, especially when it comes to marijuana, that if you're not doing it, you're automatically against it. So...
What?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's one of the things we can get group member and former show guest Teresa Knox from Minds for Marijuana on to talk about.
Well, you know, let's get her on there. Let's get her on the show. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
And anybody else out there that's listening, and within the sound of my voice, if you feel though, you know, I have, you know, if you don't agree with my opinion or what I've said, you know, come on, you know, call us or whatever, inbox us, you know, hit us up, and we can talk about it.
You feel that strongly about it?
You know me. I, you know, I really could care less what people think or what a person feels. I don't purposely going around. I don't go around purposely, you know, trying to piss people off, but,
you know.
You sure? No, trust me. You know when I'm really trying to piss somebody off. But no, you know, this is all joke. This is all shits and giggles to me, you know.
Not really.
I mean, if somebody wants to call in and debate, this is what this is about. This is what the show is about. Let's hear your point of view. We can, you know, let's go head to head, knuckle up, and see who comes out the winner.
Knuckle up. We knuckling up now.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, for those who are really adamant about whatever and they feel their way, you know, I'm like, fine, you know.
See what happens? See what happens when dudes post naked pictures and put them up on the internet? Y'all froggy. You was humble. You was humble the other day, but you froggy tonight. Like, yo, if you want
to. I got reason, but, you know, I'm not even going to go into it. I got reason. But 347-826-7435.
That's all I'm saying. Naked and hostile. That's it.
You know what? I am, you know, I ain't going to lie. I am commando tonight. It's funny you brought that up. Yes, ladies, I am commando. And I am not ashamed of it. Damn it, might post another picture on the group page while we're on break. Hey,
yeah. And
don't challenge me.
I ain't challenge you. I got nothing to say. I'm not even going on Facebook tonight.
I was on there a little early. I'm a little hurt, you know. I had one person thank you, and you know who you are for, you know, commenting on my picture. But you know, ain't nobody participating tonight. I'm a little hurt. My feelings are hurt. You participated the other night, you know, when Smooth did it. What's wrong with y'all? Can't, you know, join in tonight? But anyway,
no worries. On that note, we're going on break. This is Czar Face Lumberjack Match.
We still don't care. Ain't done.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely blood.
And now, the world
come back to hammer, watch me lay them down. Czar Face, the villains, we don't play around. Nobody make a sound, so now the battle is on. Grab your women and children and get the safer crown. The king's turn like the Jamaican town. Futuristic flow, start with a laser sound. Leaving nothing but a paper trail. And my bass, heavyweight, no shakes, I'ma break the scale.
Vector, we have followed your instructions in the letter.
Let me just cut to the chase, you are a bucket of waste. I may cut under the pace, Barry Allen when I race. You can scuff the days up, but you do not fuck with the face. You can get dumped in a lake besides double beans. I don't really fuck with nothing that's fake. I saw a clock in your wake, looking for something to break. Up in the ghetto boys tent, my love alone is taking fear. I ain't new to it, you don't get clicked. I'm a mutant plus a student of this shit.
Oh, it's that next song, great shit, right?
Fear me coming like a Dominican Sue. Bottom line, I'm a problem for dudes. It's not an option to lose. I'm shining, I'm blinding, it's like a rockin' jewel. So I do keep it funky like a locker room. The flow universal, I'm Doctor Who. So seek I go, see with them pop a woo. 100 down, going wild, let's find a room. Wu-Tang forever, you can stop it through.
Okay, let's go, okay, let's go, go.
Y'all don't want any of this, go without any of this. Down, boogie down like the brothers, Kenny and Chris. Get a better serve, your dream has been deferred. That ain't God's bad, you a bad dead it turned. Rappers wanna kill me, but that shit hasn't yet occurred. Around the lazy border collie, shit you never heard. Shit you might not even get, no, you can't even see a set. Never spot me on the bench, but I got a lethal rap, yo. Fucking with the three, you ain't moving wide. Call it Lambo doors, that's suicide. I put cats to sleep, leave them euthanized. Skull Mountain King, no amusement ride. Foolish pride, the reason for you to scrutinize. You can hide, but I still see through the sky. On a hookah high, iron as a super fly. Bring fire to your camp like Kumbaya. Kumbaya,
yeah.
Czar Face mission, make seven figures like a super sus lord, limited edition, listen, a brain stop by, you trying to test and I pass, with flying colors like a game bank drop by, I maintain my fly side, cultivate my climbing one, you can call for help but you'll be dead by 9-1, how we body and rebel, like a broken elevator, rolling so many levels.
As he sits each day at his board, along with his characters, it's what's inside the mind that counts.
If you look at my characters, you'll find me. No matter what kind of character you create, a little of yourself must remain.
Together you've got to move. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer. That was Czar Face Lumberjack Match. As you know,
hey, I got a inbox while we was on break, and
inbox.
Someone that's been listening to the show for a minute, they want to know why don't you play more, like, I guess, more up to date or current hip hop, and why always the old school? Wait a minute, hold on. I'm reading the post. I'm reading it. You want to know why? Huh?
Read your post.
Well, it's a question. They want to know, you know, they've been listening to the show for a minute. They want to know why you play like old stuff or stuff that nobody's ever heard before as opposed to the new stuff. And I was going to respond back via inbox, but I'll just say that if you've really been listening to the show, it ain't about the quote-unquote radio-friendly hip-hop or rap. It's about, the underground artists or the artists you barely know or barely heard. It's about the stuff that commercial radio will never play. So you can add to that if you want, my brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Sorry.
You have it.
Yeah, I radio rap. Look, if radio rap is, you listen to the same 8 songs all day.
Especially the shit that they're playing now. I mean, oh my God, it's like I just take a nail and drill it into my skull. No, because the stuff that they're playing now is total crap.
We here at Smooth Drama are into establishing the balance. See, because we are not mainstream, but somebody's got to.
We will never be mainstream.
Right. Somebody's got
to. We won't even be streamed.
Right. Well, I said I'm stream. You know, when they tell me, oh, main. No, I'm stream. Look, that shit. I don't. Never.
Bottom line, we don't like the shit that's being played out there now. I don't care if you're fake, you're Little Pain or whoever you are. We don't listen to you because it's not right. It's just commercialized junk. That's all it is. We play the old stuff. And we play a lot of underground stuff because there's a lot of artists out there that don't get heard. There's a lot of stuff out there that's better than stuff that's being played on the radio, plain and simple.
Well, one, Czarface is Inspector Deck. That is his latest album that came out this year. Willie D. Coon, that just came out this week. So I am very current. And I only
it's current, but for those who don't know, there's a lot of artists out there with albums that will, again, never get played on mainstream radio, and you will never hear about them unless you think outside the box and go to all other alternatives to hear them. But go ahead. I'm sorry. We're digressing.
I mean, it's not digressing. I mean, because it was something that was in my head, so it's funny that somebody would make that inbox because I'm only recognizing real. I'm sorry. If you auto-tuning and singing that shit in your background and doing a dance where you're rubbing your kneecap or whatever, I'm not doing it. It's not
rubbing the kneecap.
Yeah, it's not going down on this show. It can go down on any other show. Then look, hey, if that's what people like, fine. But I think there's a fan base for the music that we play also, because real. There's a thing about reality rap, and then there's that other stuff. And as Flavor Flav once famously said, you can't stop reality from being real. And that's what we're based in.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic that you would quote somebody like Flavor, but okay.
Hey,
I get it.
Flavor Flav.
He has his moment.
Yeah, he has his moment. I mean, now... Speaking of moments, FBI Director James Comey, whatever his name, it doesn't matter. This dude comes out and says, maybe viral videos are the reason for the murder spike in some cities. And what he was getting at, because all of these videos, and he called it the viral video effect, where the police are scared to act because they'll be on video. And that's the reason why crimes are happening, because the police don't want to act because I guess they're scared of being caught shooting an innocent, unarmed person.
Look, when I don't care, you know, because I got friends that are cops. But the reality is, on the majority of the police, you know, police departments out here, the mentality is that they are their own gang. It's them against the world.
Right.
You know, the way they go about recruiting, you know, they're looking for a certain type. And I'm not talking about, well, yeah, you can add a couple of people, you know, a couple of, you know, us in there, because some of us have the same mentality as some of the, you know, other officers.
Well,
My point is, you have a military-style training, you know, they're trained in a military-style way, and then if you can psychologically get them to think that way, that, you know, everybody else is the enemy and this and this and that, then when they're out there on patrol, no wonder they have a hard time relating to the everyday common man and woman, and they look at most black men or, you know, Spanish men as criminals, because that's how they were trained, you know, to operate. Even those who come from the hoods and were able to make it out and do something with themselves, yada, 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 and all that, once they get to a certain point of success, even they are, you know, it's a mind game. And if you fall for that okey-doke, and you allow them to, you know, do whatever it is that they do in that training, you are one of them.
Well, I mean, the point is, and this is the powers that be trying to mind fuck people into saying that, well, maybe if y'all would stop videotaping them, maybe they'll be able
please.
To get their job and the murder rates will go down. It's like, no, they're murdering are the people who are committing crimes. I'm like, shit, if they was killing drug dealers, I'd be like, okay. But they ain't even killing drug dealers.
They're killing innocent people, yeah.
Right. I'm like, damn, kill some drug dealers.
But see.
I'm still waiting.
It's even to the point, but it's to the point now where the neighborhoods that they patrol, doesn't matter, like if me and you walking down the street, just coming home from a hard, you know, 16-hour shift at work, and we're, you know, working a legit job, you know, we look the same as the dude that's been standing on the corner for 16 hours slinging his little dime bags of weed or whatever he's got. If the cop feels threatened, he's going to pull the trigger either way, plain and simple. No longer take the time to, try to decide whether you're, you know, you're okay, or if you're, you know, if you're a bad guy.
But they don't
do that anymore. They just shoot first and ask questions later.
Right, but that's my point. I mean, see, because it's disingenuous, the argument, because we're talking about, you know, everybody know who's doing the drugs. Everybody know who's selling in the neighborhood. Ain't no mystery. But never going at them. Never going at them.
A lot of times you can't. You know, in a lot of situations, if you go after the drug dealers, then it's basically you're going after your own business partner. Because
well,
a lot of these cops, you know, probably get paid protection money to protect the drug dealer.
Right. That's the point.
But here's one thing, and then we can jump to something else. Do you think that things would be different, for example, if the cops, you know, like say you become a cop, instead of sending you to a different neighborhood that you know nothing about, do you think crime would go down or would be different if the same cops that, you know, grew up or work the neighborhoods that they're most familiar with?
In other words,
I mean, I know it sounds a lot like, okay, you let the white cops protect, you know, the white neighborhoods, the black cops protect black, you know, or whatever neighborhood they come from. Do you think there would be a change in crime and a change overall in how the attitudes of, you know, the community versus the cops and vice versa?
I think, but it depends once again on the individual, because once again, if you get an individual that can be compromised, because, you know, there's some dudes that they just built to be compromised. So it's like they can take that hush money and then your neighborhood could turn into Honduras. for those of you who don't know, Honduras is like ground zero for gangsterism here in the Americas. I mean, a lot of folks, and I'm always amazed. A lot of folks think, oh, yeah, the hood in America. Look, hood in America is paradise. Some of these other countries, and there are more than enough documentaries and shows, and it's one of the things that you encourage people to look abroad, see yourself abroad, see your situation abroad, as opposed to just living in the vacuum. Folks never get out their neighborhood, never leave the country, whatnot. Broaden your horizons, and you'll see where you are and see how you affect things mentally, physically, and how you approach stuff. Like Honduras, folks, the women send their kids to America because they don't want them picked up by the gang. And they're sending their kids to America by themselves. That's how bad it is. Now, for any mothers, you know, we just got through Mother's Day. Imagine you're living in a place that's so bad that you would rather send your kid off by themselves as a minor so that they wouldn't get caught up in that shit that they got going on. That, see, to me, that is hood, where it's so bad where I don't even want my kid living here. I'd rather send him to a country I don't even know if he's going to make it. That's how bad it is, because all the kids get recruited by the gang or the police to get ready for a war, to fight, to see who's going to control the streets, and that's all they do. Every day is a war. I don't think folks have a concept of that. You know,
a lot of people, just to cut you off a minute, a lot of us, and I'm just saying in general, I'm not speaking of any race or anything, but a lot of us can't even think past, you know, their own neighborhood. They can't even think past their own front door. They have not a clue of what's going out there, what's going on in the real. A lot of us would rather rely on what they get fed, you know, from CNN, Fox, or whatever, or even on, you know, on Google, whatever they get off the computer or whatever they get off the TV, instead of getting out there and seeing for themselves. If it means going to another city and seeing what's going on, or, you know, however they need to experience something, a lot of us don't even, it's not that they don't have the capability of doing it or the ability to do it, they just don't do it. That's, right. You know, that's why a lot of us are just very, 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 you know, close. They just have a narrow-minded, you know, they don't really have an opinion because they'd rather let somebody else think for them.
Right. And so that's one of the things we definitely need to get out of, where folks think for you and control your agenda.
The revolution will not be televised, I'm telling you. Revolution will not be televised.
Well, it'll be televised, but it probably won't be shown in its proper light. I don't think anything.
And it'll only be sponsored by, you know, WorldCorp and, you know the big mega companies. They'll sponsor that revolution. That way they can control it. And I know people are like, what revolution are they talking? What are they talking about? Wake up, people. Wake up.
Well, we are definitely living in a pivotal time in our history. That is for sure. But on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. Of course, Mr. J would like you to send your pictures to Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com or jump into our Facebook page, the Smooth Drama Show page, and drop a picture for him because he loves y'all. And on that note, I'm just the N-word for Mr. J. We out.
We'll see y'all next week.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.